You've tuned into the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Do you realize what you've done?
With Rich Lee Big.
Aren't you hip to the rap music?
And Michael Costanzo.
The internet was speaking to me in tongues.
Unplanned, unscripted, and slightly unhinged.
Good times, noodle salad.
The point is, you now have the ability to be happy.
And now, here's Rich and Mike on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Woo! Yeah! How you guys doing?
What's up, everybody?
It's time for this week's episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the crispy noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. The Crispy Noodle Podcast is a meal for your mind.
Oh, that's right. We bring it to you with our unique sense of humor and wackiness. You never know what you're going to get here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
That's right. We got a couple topics that we do want to discuss with you. But, you know, sometimes we go off on a random tangent. Something comes up.
We bring our, you know, our unique perspectives, our commentary.
Yes.
To the issues of...
Opinions.
Opinions, yes.
Yes. Excellent.
Excellent, yes. That's how I would describe the podcast. If somebody said one word to describe the podcast, I would say opinions.
Yes!
And also Sean Connery quotes.
You thought I was going to say excellent, but it was opinions.
Yes.
See, that's just the type of wild and crazy antics we get up to on the show.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Threw you a curveball there.
Strap yourself in.
Oh, man.
So
it only goes up from here, folks.
Yeah, so strap yourself in to the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Before we go over all the news that we want to talk with you about, we like to do a little recap, you know, as to what we've been up to in the past week since we did our last episode. So, Mike, what have you been up to? 4th of July? How was that?
4th of July was good. Lots of food, lots of family fun, you know, good times. Lots of hot dogs and hamburgers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lots of alcohol.
We had to do that.
No fireworks, though. Playing it safe, you know, not losing any fingers.
Don't want to be JPP.
No, no, not at all. I'd like the contract, but not the, you know, missing right hand part.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, that's what we got up to. Just, you know, pretty standard fare.
Yep.
And yeah. I mean, I had my birthday too, I guess.
Yeah. I was waiting for you to get to that. Hello.
I had my birthday. Yes, yes. On the 4th of July. It was good. It was a good time.
But your birthday is actually the 5th of July.
Birthday is actually the 5th, but we've always celebrated on the 4th of July just because it's convenient.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know what? You should have your own movie made, and it should be Born on the 5th of July.
There you go. I like that.
And Tom Cruise can star in it.
Yeah. I don't know why I thought of the Top Gun music.
No, it's not Top Gun, Mike. No, this is Born on the 4th of July.
Born
I was
on the
referencing
4th of... Yeah.
By the way, Tom Cruise is born on July 3rd.
Wow.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
Wow, so Tom Cruise, America, and me.
Yeah.
It's like the trifecta.
Of America.
The trifecta of America. It doesn't get more patriotic
all
than
right?
that. Yeah.
I think that wins.
Yeah, that wins just everything.
Yeah.
It just wins, period.
So,
wins the world.
Yeah,
yes.
It wins America, wins everyone's hearts.
That's right. That's right.
So, before we go any further, I think we should play the happy birthday song for Mike.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Time, America, and Mike.
Happy birthday.
Tom, America, and Mike. I like the fact that you're on first name basis with Tom Cruise.
Yeah, man.
Tom.
Tom's cool.
Yeah, he's my friend Tom, you know? He's doing all right.
Yeah, sometimes he goes to that weird, you know, religious thing. But other than that, he's a cool guy.
Sometimes he goes to that weird religious thing, yeah.
Yeah. We all have our quirks.
He invited me to a service. I just didn't feel like going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a metal and I don't know.
Aliens.
Something about, yeah.
Confusing. Volcanoes, spirits, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, well, thank you, for the birthday wishes. Yeah, that was my 4th of July. Birthday cake, hamburgers, hot dogs, good times, but...
Good times noodle salad?
Good times noodle salad, yeah, actually,
good times noodle salad.
We did, we had pasta salad.
Yeah,
so
it was
good times noodle salad.
Good times noodle salad.
Yep, there you go. That's what we strive for here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
That's right. That's right. That's the pinnacle. Once we have noodle salad, that's it. That's the top.
Good times, noodle salad.
Oh, but that's what I've been up to. Did you have any noodle salad over the 4th of July weekend?
I'm sure I did at some point.
There were so many various salads, you can't remember.
There were so many various drinks. that I kind of don't remember, but
it's all just a blur.
Yeah, but it was great. Had the fireworks. I love seeing the fireworks.
Fireworks are good, yeah.
Yeah, and traditional 4th of July, you gotta love it. Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. Extra day off.
Yeah.
That's pure America right there. Just to
pure
have that,
America.
It's just to have that extra day off, man. Oh, it feels so good.
I think the most American thing is just eating a small army of mammals. Yeah. Like you got the hot dogs and the hamburgers. I mean, I was eating hot dogs and hamburgers for like 3 days. So many. That's like America right there. You know?
That's the dream, man.
That's the dream. Day off of work and just a lot of beef.
Yeah. So, there you go. That's what we did on the 4th of July weekend. But now we're going back into full swing here. And we're going to have a couple of interesting guests coming up in July.
Right.
So stay tuned to the podcast because, there's going to be a lot of things. There's actually a lot of things coming up in July that we're going to get to. Yeah.
There's a lot of things down the pipe.
Yeah, including near the end of the month, the 24-hour game show marathon.
Yep, yeah.
Which is going to be here in Philly, PA.
Glenside.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't want to give the exact location.
Oh, sorry. It's not Glenside. I don't know where it is.
You know what? Screw it. Yeah. It's in Glenside.
Well, I don't know.
All right, fine. It's in Glenside.
Screw it.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Yeah, all right.
This is what happens when you have too much to drink and too much beef.
Yeah. But yeah, it'll be local to the area this year, and I can't wait for that. So yeah, there's just a lot of things coming up this month. And we also have a few surprises, too. So if you're not following, just a general PSA here. If you're not following us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, and subscribing to the podcast on iTunes, do it right now. Take some time right now. Do it because we have some exciting things coming down.
It's like literally a click or two. Just do it.
And I swear, we got some exciting things coming down the pike.
I'm really excited. Yeah. Things are looking up for the Crispy Noodle.
Yeah. So definitely cannot wait for that. All right, I think that's enough shameless self-promotion.
Yeah, just pat ourselves on the back for the next, like, 15 minutes. Like, yeah, good job. Good form.
Good form. All right, now let's jump into news. It's time to go into news that we have that we want to go over with you. And the first batch is sports, and we call it the Sports Sampler.
So you're not good at sports. It's a very small part of life.
Sports.
In your face! Ha-ha!
Sports coming at you in your face.
All right. We love talking about sports here on the podcast. And one of the things we like to do is hit you with a whole bunch of news stories real quick in one of our news segments. We call it the 2-Minute Drill, where we try and sum up some of the top headlines of the week for you in just 2 minutes. Are you ready, Rich?
Yeah. Should we launch into it?
Let's do it. Let's launch right into it.
All right. Then let's start the music and let's go into it right now. Mike, what's first up?
All right. Well, first up, we have Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins was recently on Celebrity Family Feud with other NFC defensive players. His team beat the AFC offensive team to earn $25,000 for Got Your Six, a charity that supports veterans. Can't think of a better charity than that. One odd answer that he gave, though, on the show, he was asked, what type of gift do people hate to get? He said macaroni necklaces.
Oh, I like macaroni necklaces.
I feel like he probably had some personal experience with some kids sending him macaroni necklaces, and everybody's dreams were just dashed right there.
Oh, come on. But still, cool to see him on Family Feud and crosses over into game shows, my territory.
That's right. Two of your favorite things right there.
Yeah, perfect. Keep it up.
Another one of our favorite things is YouTube. We learned that the NFL is starting to upload videos of the top three games for each franchise. The Eagles games that are going to be uploaded are DeSean Jackson's punt return touchdown versus New York, the 4th and 26th playoff game against the Packers.
Oh, love that.
And the 1980 championship game against the Cowboys, which, of course, led to the Eagles going to the Super Bowl that year. However, there's an interesting twist, Rich. The Eagles are also featured prominently in three other teams' videos.
Ooh.
The Rams NFC championship win against the Eagles in 2001.
Oh.
The Bucks 2002 championship win against the Eagles.
Oh.
And the Cardinals 2008 championship win against the Eagles. So you got the good and the bad, you know?
And the really bad.
And the really bad, yeah.
God damn it.
We can't catch a break here from the NFL, man.
Yeah, man, come on. Those were painful enough.
Rubbing salt in the wound. But now you guys can go relive them all on YouTube. Go check out the NFL's official YouTube channel to start watching some of those amazing historic games. And right. I think that wraps it up.
There you
for
go.
The 2-minute drill.
2-minute drill, baby. Yeah, there you go.
Man, we're good at that.
Yeah.
What?
Damn it, really? Do you know what? You know what?
I'm surprised that the other ones aren't up there, too, at this point.
I remember all three of those NFC Championship games, and the most painful one still to me is the Buccaneers one. We should have had that.
We should have won that one, yeah.
And that was also the last game at Veterans Stadium.
Yeah.
It was just a dull. Oh, triple whammy.
We should have won a lot of those championship games.
Because it was an Eagles loss. We didn't make it to the Super Bowl, and Veterans Stadium went out with a loss.
Yeah.
It was just, oh.
Those are rough times.
Blech.
I mean, not that these times are any better, but yeah, man. Blech. Blech. Yeah, just
that's how I feel.
That's the only thing you can say about that.
Yeah,
but you can relive them, Rich,
no.
As much as you like.
I don't need to relive that.
All right. Well, how about for some happier news then?
Well, it depends on who you're asking for this
If you're asking me, it's not happy. But I know some people do enjoy a little bit of basketball every once in a while.
Yeah.
And a very important time here in basketball.
I'm worried you're going to undersell this. This is...
How can I undersell it?
This
it's basketball. Nobody cares. No,
damn you, Mike. There are other sports than football.
I mean, I don't know. I've heard reports, but... there hasn't been double confirmation that there are other sports, Rich.
All right, well, I'm one confirmation.
Okay.
I'm sure Bruno will give us double confirmation, but...
But anyway, NBA.
Yeah, we got NBA news here. This happened on the 4th of July, and this sent shockwaves all throughout the league, and actually sports in general, because pretty much the most coveted free agent in this offseason, Kevin Durant of the Oklahoma City Thunder, has decided to sign with the Golden State Warriors.
Wow.
Which, this is nuts. This is absolutely bonkers.
Now, I don't know anything about basketball, but I've heard the name Kevin Durant, and I know that the Golden State Warriors were just in the finals. So this is really big news. Kevin Durant is one of the biggest names in basketball. If I know of him, that means he's huge.
Yes. All right, Mike, I'll try and help you. I'll put this in football.
Help me out. I need a football handicap here.
All right. In football terms, this would be like the Carolina Panthers signing the most coveted free agent this offseason.
Wow.
You know, like, this is just nuts.
They're trying to make a statement.
You're taking a team that's already decent enough to make it to the NBA Finals and almost win it over LeBron James, and now you're adding another huge superstar piece.
Yeah.
It's nuts. It's absolutely bonkers.
I mean, I feel like the Golden State Warriors made the right move here in snatching him up,
though. Oh, well, yeah, Golden State did. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I don't know how Oklahoma City lets one of their star players walk like that, though. I guess the asking price was just too high.
Perhaps.
But, I mean, does basketball have a cap?
They do.
But they just got a whole bunch of new money from a TV deal that I don't quite understand.
It's very complicated.
The contracts are, like, astronomical now.
Yeah, it's not as black and white as it is in NFL.
Yeah.
But there is something else that goes with this.
Okay.
And that is the fact that Kevin Durant has not won an NBA title with the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Mm.
And even though he was the face of the franchise for Oklahoma City, you know, it's very a la LeBron James.
So are people going to start trashing on Kevin Durant now, like they did with LeBron James?
There's a lot of backlash on this.
See, and I don't...
Guys like Charles Barkley have come out against him.
See, I just don't get this. I personally don't get it, because players do that all the time in other sports. But in basketball, for some reason, it's like they're held to some unreasonable expectation that they have to tough out their entire career with one team and win with that team. Reggie White went to the Green Bay Packers and he won a Super Bowl, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Brett Favre, he was drafted a Falcon and then he went to Green Bay, you know? Not quite the same thing.
No, that's not the same thing, Mike.
But I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah, you just wanted to try and bring this to my level with Brett Favre. No,
But I mean, it's happened many times before. So I don't quite understand the backlash that basketball players get. Maybe I don't follow basketball enough to understand the significance of it.
Well, all right. I'm going to try and take this into two different points here then. The first one is I personally, Rich Liebig, I would not say that this is on the same path as LeBron James. Because LeBron James always came out and said, I want to be the next Michael Jordan. So
right. He set that bar for himself.
You put yourself on a pedestal. That's your doing. You put yourself on that pedestal.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Kevin Durant, he never said he wanted to be the next Like, I mean, I'm sure he wants to. Of course, everyone
wants
to be.
Everyone wants to be like
but
Mike.
But Kevin
right?
Durant never bragged.
Yeah,
he never had the bravado. He never, you know, thought he was, you know, all that jazz.
Right.
However, there is a second side to this, and this is where I will attack Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Kevin Durant actually like tweeted a firestorm a couple years ago when LeBron James went to the Heat. So while I won't say what Durant is doing is unheard of and is completely wrong, at the same time though, it's a little hypocritical, man. You were one of those people that were criticizing LeBron when he ditched Cavaliers for the Heat, and now you're kind of essentially pulling the same move here. I mean, come on, you're joining the runner-up NBA team,
yeah,
and that team's already stacked.
I mean. I get the hypocrisy. That's, I mean, obviously you have to watch what you say, because you know it's times like this where you wish I hadn't said that.
Yeah,
you know, because it does.
Now you're in his shoes. You're literally almost.
It makes him look like a hypocrite. Definitely. But I never got the issue with it with LeBron about switching teams. I don't get it with Kevin Durant. Because other players in other sports do it all the time.
But LeBron
LeBron, I will concede, he did set that bar.
Yeah.
And so he invited it on himself. And Kevin Durant, he, you know, spoke out against it. So I understand that maybe he's getting backlash from that perspective. But just the whole idea, just the whole concept.
Okay. So here's to bring it to brass tacks. So a guy like Charles Barkley, who keeps saying on radio interviews this week, he says he absolutely hates this. And he actually came out and said, I don't think top free agents should be allowed to do this.
This doesn't make any sense.
So
it's ridiculous.
Would you go one-on-one against Lord Charles Barkley and disagree with him on this?
Did Charles Barkley stay with the same team his entire NBA career?
No, he went Sixers to the Suns.
Yeah, I just looked it up. I know he didn't.
Yeah.
Because I was seeing...
Where did he go? There was another team he went to.
I can't remember now, but I looked. There were three teams.
Suns.
So tell me this: why do players switch teams?
Better pay
for the money, but why else would players switch teams? Why did Randy Moss go to the Patriots? Why did players want to come to the Eagles' dream team? You don't go there just because I feel like a change of scenery. You go there to win championships.
Mm-hmm.
That's what everybody cites. I want to be on a winning team. It's like absolutely ludicrous. Where it's basketball, it's like no, you have to drag this team to the playoffs and hopefully win. I don't see the logic in that. Players do it all the time in the NFL. Players do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Kurt Warner almost won a Super Bowl with the Cardinals. Would people have given him crap if he had won with the Cardinals?
I don't know. Maybe they
this is where the dissonance is coming. Like I don't understand it. But I understand the LeBron thing because he set the bar, and I understand
why I will still attack LeBron James for that.
Yeah, but I know, and like, please don't misunderstand me. I think that LeBron James, when he did his whole thing, it was really obnoxious and really douchey.
Yeah, it was.
That was just the worst way to do it. Kevin Durant at least didn't do that, but Kevin Durant has the hypocrisy thing. But if you're just a normal player that isn't setting ridiculous bars and isn't actively speaking out against it, I see no issue with getting on a hot team to try and win a championship.
Okay.
To be a major player.
Would you disagree with Charles Barkley that players are now trying to just buy their way into championships?
Well, here's the thing. That's a tricky question because players are trying to buy their way into championships, but that's not anything new. You have the Yankees bought a championship back in 2009. You know,
well, the Yankees don't have
the
Phillies.
You could argue the Phillies.
Baseball doesn't have a salary cap.
Hold on. The Phillies brought in all those pitchers, and you know that, and they tried to buy a championship. That's sports. That's the business aspect of sports.
How about coming from the players' end, though?
From the players' end,
yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like, backroom deals? Like, oh, we're going to make a big three, we're going to make a big four, that type thing?
Right.
I mean...
Because now, here's the thing. Here's the thing that's going to... Here's how I'm going to tie this next part into this.
Right.
Because if this is cool by you, Mike, then the next rumor should be cool as well.
Okay.
Because there is now a follow-up rumor that since the Golden State Warriors have now acquired this huge move with Kevin Durant, there are rumors swirling that Miami Heat shooting guard Dwayne Wade could be joining LeBron James, but this time in Cleveland. And if that happens, why even bother playing a season? We already know who's going to make it to the finals. It's going to be Cleveland versus Golden State.
But other teams could try and sway him. That's the thing. I understand it's like the players are sort of making these deals separate from the teams. Like that was the whole big controversy with LeBron going to the Heat. Yeah. I guess now it's like reversed.
Does that bother you? Would it bother you if the NBA just becomes two mega teams and that's it?
I mean, I would be bothered from if I were a fan watching, like there's no competition, but then the teams have to look at themselves and say like maybe we should incentivize players to play here. Maybe we need to work on bringing talent in. I think that would be good to push other teams like the Sixers instead of tanking every year. Spend a little bit of money and bring in those big-name players.
You got to trust the process.
I think the problem with the NBA is that it's just a crap league, honestly. If players are doing this because they don't... Because if players are doing this, working behind the scenes of their teams and the league to make these super teams, and we can predict who's going to be in the finals, that to me is not a player with the problem with the players. That's a problem with the league, that there's no competition, that teams that are below 500 regularly make the playoffs. That's a problem with the league, not so much the players. I don't know. I don't know why all of a sudden I'm like, really, I hate basketball. but this topic, I don't know. I don't fault these players for doing it. I don't think it's the players' fault. I think because realistically, there can only be five starters on any team. So it's not like all the great players are going to go to two teams. It's, you know, there's going to be variety. There's always variety. There were teams that challenged in the playoffs a little bit, you know, but I just don't see the problem. I see it happening in other sports. Like Brian Dawkins, if he had won a Super Bowl with the Broncos, I would have been happy for the guy. Would I have wanted him to win with the Eagles? Sure. But the Eagles weren't getting it done for him. So what's he supposed to do? Just wait around for the right moment? Or is he going to go out and get one for himself? You know? What would we do if we were in these positions of these athletes?
Yeah.
You know? I'm thinking about it from my perspective. Like, if you see the opportunity to play one with one of the best players, one of the best contemporaries, like if you had a chance to play with Michael Jordan, but you had played 10 years with the 76ers, you tell me you wouldn't want to go play with Michael Jordan just because you're getting... Right? I mean, like that's the thing. You have to think about it from their perspective. They all respect each other as contemporaries, as players. Like, who wouldn't want to go play with LeBron James? Who wouldn't want to go play with Shaq and Kobe? Who wouldn't want to go play with these players to try and touch greatness?
Yeah, get closer to a championship.
And get closer to, like, you can't fault these people. They're just people. And I think it should push the league to be better. I think that the fact that the league is letting this happen, that's on the league. Tell these teams to get their crap together and bring in players that can help their franchise instead of being the Sixers and openly try and suck. You know, instead of, you know, like other teams, like the Marlins in baseball for the longest team didn't pay their players anything. They let all their talent. Didn't they win like two World Series and then let all their talent walk?
Yeah,
like, that's a team problem. That's a league problem. That's not a player problem.
Okay, so
that's my perspective.
So you think it's more of a fault on just like the culture of the NBA and just what that has devolved into?
I think so. Yeah, because I don't know any other way to put it than how I've already put it. It's the culture of the NBA. That's a great way to put it. Yeah.
You know what? I would believe you because. It's just a shame because now it's just like we all know what's going to happen. We all know that next year's finals is going to come down to.
I mean, the real sad
Cleveland
thing is
and Golden State.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the heartbreaking thing is that for diehard fans of basketball, they're now seeing less competition. But again, it's not the players' fault. That's if there's not a lot of competition in your league, you can't blame the players, right? Yeah, you have to blame the way the teams are run. The NFL doesn't really have that problem. The NFL, you see big-name free agents go all over the place, and yet everybody is still competitive.
See, here's the thing that I love about NFL, and while...
I love how everything just turns into an NFL like love fest, but go ahead.
Like, while I will always make fun of you for putting football first, there is one thing about the NFL that I like, and that is when it comes to managing a team, there's these checks and balances.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you're... Not just, you know, if you're crappy, you get the first... draft and all that stuff, but there's also a very strict salary cap. There's rules in terms of free agents, restricted free agents.
Yep.
There's a system of checks and balances to make sure that one team doesn't become the next Golden State Warriors and sign Kevin Durant, even though they just made it to the, you know.
Yeah.
This would seriously be like the Carolina Panthers. I don't know. What was their weak spot? Wide receiver?
Wide receiver would probably be the only one. They went out and signed,
this would be like the Carolina Panthers.
DeAndre Hopkins or something.
Yeah, or
even though he's not a free agent.
Or like Odell Beckham Jr.
Or Odell Beckham, yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. that would be insane, but at the same time, why not? You know? I get that it's like a huge move, but
my point is there's a system of checks and balances
so that you can't just acquire and hoard all of them.
Right.
Yeah. And you can't just be like, I'm just going to sign every free agent, like in baseball. I'm just going to sign everybody, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, baseball, I think, is the worst offender, or they could be. For some reason, it never seems to work that way. Because they could spend as much money as they want to, right?
In baseball, yeah. There's no
in baseball, yeah.
The only thing in baseball is there's a luxury cap.
And I mean, and that's like the only thing holding teams back and how big the owner's pockets are.
But right.
Like, hypothetically, like that one year the Yankees won against the Phillies, their salary was like, what, $350 million
yeah, it was something
dollars
ridiculous.
That year? And you're trying to tell me that you're upset at the Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors are trying to buy championships? They do it all the time in baseball.
But I think issue is, I don't think we've never seen it come down to the players trying to buy
the players buying
I think
it,
that's the difference, is like a team, a franchise trying to buy a championship. All right. That, you know, every team's going to try and do that, of course.
Well, what about
but a player, it just seems a little off.
Well, what about the 2004 Eagles who Donovan McNabb petitioned for T.O.?
Well, he's
you know,
still,
we have witnessed it before.
He still, though, went through his team and went through the general managers and the front office and everything like that. He didn't, like, visit T.O. and was like, you need to come over.
Well, we say that, but we don't know. They played together in the Pro Bowl, as the story goes, and they're like, oh, man, we should, you know, team up. I have a feeling like this happens all the time, like, informally.
But NBA is making it very public.
And the NBA is making it very public. But you have to, like, what do you think? These players don't talk to each other? They're just like, oh, you're, like, the second best in my position, but I'm not going to talk to you. if you're a wide receiver
back in like the 80s and the 90s, it used to be those players would hate each other.
You also didn't have the connectivity, so now there's like a tech thing, but you also didn't have the connectivity. But now like
Larry Bird hated Magic Johnson.
Yeah. And I mean, there are players that hate each other, but you also have to remember a lot of them went to the same colleges. A lot of them, you know, had the same coaches, or, you know, they have similar stories and they bond over the sport itself. So to think like they don't talk, it's just a little insane to me. Like other players, like, oh, no, I'm not going to talk to that player. I'm not going to fantasize about getting him on my team. Like, I don't know. It's just very strange to me, the standards they hold athletes to. It's sometimes unrealistic a little bit. I got really, like...
Well, there you go, Charles Barkley. Mike disagrees with you.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Because he's been one of the most vocal critics.
Terrible.
Terrible, yeah.
Terrible.
Terrible.
One thing I will agree with him is I love the way he says terrible.
Terrible. But yeah.
I got really heated about that, even though I hate basketball.
He's been one of the most vocal critics about Kevin Durant. But it is confirmed. He is now signing with the Golden State Warriors, which, yeah... Oh, my gosh.
Also, in recent news, the Golden State Warriors won the NBA Finals in 2017.
Just already pencil them in for the Western Coast.
Unless
Western
Dwayne
Conference.
Wade signs with the Cavaliers.
Well, then, that'll be the Eastern Conference. So there you go. You have the NBA Finals locked up. There you go.
But, it's good for gamblers.
Yeah. There you go.
Everybody unite around that.
Well, there you go. That's what we have for you in the sports sampler for this week. But don't go anywhere, because coming up next, we got the entertainment entree, and then I have a little bit of odd news to get you through this week in the non-fortune cookie odd news. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is Vic DiBattista, and you are listening to the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
The Crispy Noodle Podcast. Did you hear this?
Two people were arrested after a large brawl at a Chuck E. Cheese restaurant in Chicago.
Wait, are you redoing a story?
No.
Are you serious?
Yes.
It happened again? God damn it! What are these people doing at Chuck E. Cheese?
Okay. 30 people were involved in this
30
brawl.
30 people? Are we going to have to keep tally? This is a new record.
Two adults were arrested in the scuffle.
Only two?
Yep. They were
30 were fighting and they arrested two.
Yes.
Where was this?
Good job, police.
Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago.
Man, they're cracking down over there.
The two adults were charged with a misdemeanor count of battery. And they said...
they started a 30-person brawl. It's just a misdemeanor for battery?
Yeah, why not?
The reason? They thought somebody had cut ahead of them in line.
So you gotta beat their ass.
Yep.
You think he's gonna cut in line? He's gonna take the last plastic army man?
No!
Check out thecrispynoodle.com.
This is Guardian Shield, and you are listening to the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast, rocking and rolling late at night to make sure that you get the podcast delivered to you every Thursday morning, and that you can listen to all of our crazy banter and sports, entertainment, and odd news here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Yeah, we don't say that enough. I just want to say that.
That's true, yeah. Well, not way to make me feel bad, Rich.
Well, that's why we're going to change it.
Okay, good, yay!
So, thank you!
Yes, thank you.
So, there you go.
Wait, who are we thanking again?
We're thanking you, the listener.
Oh. You, the listener, not you, me.
No, not you, okay. Mike.
Okay. Well, why aren't you thanking me?
Okay,
Thanks us?
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Rich.
Okay, alright, there we go. Gratitude, everyone.
There's a lot of love in this episode.
Yes, we're feeling exactly. It. That's what
Can
it is.
Can you feel the...
Are you Lion King?
No, that's it. You get 2 seconds.
That's it?
That's it. 2 seconds.
That's it. You only got 2 seconds of that. All right.
But anyway.
Well, you know what? It's all right, because we have a lot of entertaining things coming up in our next segment. Folks, it's time for the entertainment entree.
And now, the latest in movies.
The Simpson guy writes to movies. Dear Die Hard, you rock. Especially when that guy was on the roof.
Music.
I know what that is. That's music.
Video games.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite store on the Citadel.
Celebrities.
You really know Warren Beatty?
Yes, I do. I took a leak next to him once at the Golden Globes.
And more.
You were the all-singing, all-dancing crap of the world.
This is the Entertainment Entree.
Explorer. I'm a human and I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast. I like to fight too. I like to eat. I like to have children. I'm here. I got a life force. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. This is what everybody was like before us. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm here. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
Woo! Yay!
I'm a human!
I'm ready!
Well, I'm glad to know a dog wasn't talking to me on the radio. What was that?
Oh, man. Do you have any this idea? Is what, do you have any idea?
Well, I know that voice.
Yeah,
that's,
you know the voice.
Alex
Jones? Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's the guy that lets out that glorious primal rage scream at the beginning of the odd news.
Yeah.
But he's...
I think we have to add this to the odd news somehow.
Yeah. I'm a human.
As opposed to an animal?
Like, what was he talking about? Like, is he afraid of aliens or something? Like, this is what humans are? We're hot blood and having children?
I mean, his show is...
It leans a little in... a certain direction.
Yeah, he believes the government's out to get him.
Yeah.
So, I guess he got...
Just a little bit.
I guess he got really frightened this week. Which I don't know why.
It's government?
It's the 4th of July. You should be happy. It should be freedom.
Well, that's what it was. It was the spirit of revolution coming out.
Yeah. Okay.
He said he was... Never mind. I'm not going there.
That's the...
he
that's
said
the
he was
scream.
Coming.
That was his scream.
You didn't even... Really? Really? Why
Double
not?
Double entendre.
Why not? Yeah.
Guess what? You can actually get away with that, too.
Really?
Yeah.
There's words I can't say, but I can say that?
Yes, because that's the double entendre. Anyway.
Okay. Anyway. I'm thinking, like, how else can I use that now? No.
Alex Jones, thank you. I don't know what
that
you
was
do.
Amazing.
I don't know what drugs you're on. Please keep it up.
All of them.
Please keep it
the
up.
The answer is all of them.
I want all of your crazy... Pro-American, we're having babies.
What did he say? Yeah, we're having babies. Kids.
Yeah,
like what? He said some really weird things. He's like, we eat meat, or like something like that. Like, okay, congratulations.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming.
He's coming.
I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast. I like to fight too. I like to eat. I like to have children. I'm here. I got a life force. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. This is what everybody was like before us. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm here. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
Woo, setting fires.
He's describing basic human functions. I like to eat. Well, okay then.
I like to play video games.
Yeah. Occasionally, I like to sleep for 6 to 8 hours a night. And then all of a sudden, he becomes a pyromaniac. I'm setting fires, or whatever he said.
I want that level of enthusiasm for something that doesn't have that level of enthusiasm, you know? Like,
I'm sending an email to corporate.
I like poetry.
I like poetry, yeah.
It calms me.
I like to listen to white noise. It's very calming. Babbling brooks are my favorite.
This is how we do it in my generation.
Yeah. Oh, Alex Jones. Everyone.
I like yoga.
I like yoga. Yeah. This is my yoga scream. Ah! Downward dog. Ah!
That's my yoga scream.
Spread eagle. Ah! I don't know if that's a yoga pose.
Oh, yoga scream. I want that.
That's his yoga scream. Well, he said he's coming.
Man, so there you go. I'm sure if you Google it, you'll be able to find the clip.
God
but Alex Jones,
bless America.
Yeah, God bless Alex Jones. I don't know what drugs you're on. I love it. Please keep it up.
Man, that man is insane.
Yeah.
He's like a special type of insane.
Oh, man. And he loves to have kids.
Apparently. Does he have any kids?
I think so. I don't know.
Should I look it up? Alex Jones.
That'd be funny if he doesn't have kids. And he said,
yeah,
I want
17. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. Let me see. Does he have any kids?
Oh, man.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast.
Hot blood.
I like to fight, too.
You know what? He kind of reminds me of a wrestler. Like, he's giving a
promo.
Yeah, he
does.
I like to fight.
Yeah.
He sounds Ultimate Warrior almost. I got the spirit animal rushing through my veins.
And then his theme song starts like.
Alex Jones.
I figured it out. He's secretly a wrestler.
Like a 90s era.
A
90s
wrestler.
90s
yeah.
era
yeah.
classic wrestler. Yes, that's what Alex Jones is.
He's insane. He's insane. He also, from what I can tell from Wikipedia, doesn't have a wife or kids. So
he wants to have kids. So there you go. Ladies, go help
ladies,
him out.
Ladies, yeah.
Ladies.
I'm human! That's his dating profile. I'm human!
It's all in caps.
I like to eat! Yeah. I have hot blood! What a catch! Oh, boy! My loins are just, like,
Women I got freedom running through me.
Women are just throwing themselves at him.
So there you go. Alex Jones. God bless America and God bless Alex Jones for his random rants. Love it. Please.
It's just so ridiculous. I'm just looking at this guy's smug face. And he's just like, I'm just picturing him screaming like that. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just hilarious.
So there you go. That's our random clip.
We never say anything. We never say anything that weird.
No, I at least not screaming. I don't think we scream.
No, we don't scream.
We say weird things, but I don't think we've ever like screamed anything like that.
There's a common enemy. Kill him. Okay.
I think that's
the closest.
I think that might be the most violent you've ever gotten.
Yeah, on the podcast.
On the podcast, yeah.
I don't know why I said on the podcast. In real life, man, I'm just a cold-blooded murderer.
Well, there have been times.
There have been times.
Yeah. What are you talking? Whenever you're in the presence of Cowboys fans.
Oh.
I'll just leave it at that. Leave it at that.
We don't speak of the restaurant incident.
Right, that's it. We'll just leave it at that.
Everyone's scratching their head like, the restaurant incident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's
entertainment
move on.
Entree.
Yes, let's move on. And, folks, it's time for Mike's weekly segment where he lets you know what's going on this weekend in TV and movies and video games. So, Mike, take it away. It's time for This Week in Entertainment. All right.
Wow, that was like an animal scream. And you know what? That's appropriate for this movie that's coming out this week, The Secret Life of Pets. It's an animated... What? Yeah, that's what the pets do when you leave the home. But that's what the movie's about. The Secret Life of Pets is when the owners leave for the day, what do the pets do? They get up to wild and crazy things. I love the trailers because it shows like this real prim and proper poodle and like the owner leaves and it turns on like headbanging metal music and it's little like poofy hairs like flipping back and forth. It's hilarious. If you like animals, if you like animated films, you got to go check this one out. It's starring Louis C.K., Kevin Hart. It's going to be a good movie for the family to enjoy. So that's The Secret Life of Pets opening this weekend in theaters. In the world of TV, Rich, this one flew right under the radar. This is, I'm really excited for this one. I just found out about it today, actually. It's called The Night Of. It's an 8-part HBO crime drama, which is criminally underhyped. Get it? Criminally?
Crime?
Drum? Yeah. Anyway. but it is criminally underhyped. It got a 95 on Metacritic. This was originally written for James Gandolfini, of course, though he passed away. But it's been brought back with John Turturro as the lead. And basically, it looks at the New York criminal justice system through the lens of an attorney who's representing a Pakistani client accused of murdering a young woman. So it looks like it's going to deal with some hot button issues. Looks like it's going to be a classic HBO gritty drama. And it's all self-contained, an 8-part miniseries. So go check that out. The Night Of, premiering this Sunday on HBO. And finally, in the world of video games, a new month equals new free games on Xbox Live for Xbox Live Gold subscribers and PlayStation Plus subscribers. But in terms of, actually, there are no really notable new games, but this one is big news for anybody that somehow still hasn't jumped on the bandwagon. Rocket League, one of the most popular PlayStation Plus titles, gets a physical release this week. The Collector's Edition comes out for Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. It includes all the previously released DLC, as well as 4 brand new vehicles that not even digital owners can get yet. So it's got some brand new content for people that are buying the physical copy of the game. And that wraps it up for this week in entertainment.
All right, Mike, thank you for that segment, This Week in Entertainment. All right, now this is a subject that you came across on your browsing across Reddit, and this was something that you wanted to bring up, and it seems like an interesting topic, I must say.
Yeah, so this was, a while ago, I stumbled across this thread. in Reddit that was referencing yet another thread in Reddit. So it's like two threads going back to back. One of the threads in our movies was asking the question, who should have died at the end of the movie? And the other thread was asking who should not have died at the end of the movie. And people wrote in responses of different characters that they thought their deaths would have made the movie better. And conversely, characters whose deaths didn't mean anything to the movie. So, you know, we scoured the two Reddit threads to find some of our some of the more interesting picks, some of movies that we're really familiar with, to sort of go back and forth and see, you know, what characters we think should have died or should not have died at the end of the movie. So to start things off, one of the ones that really caught my attention, let's start with who shouldn't have died. You know, you always want to save people instead of killing people. So who shouldn't have died? One of the ones that stuck out to me right off the bat was Quicksilver in Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
But not for the reasons that people might think. People are like, oh, you know, don't kill Quicksilver. He's a... Oh, maybe I should say also spoilers, by the way, for, like, everything.
Oh, yeah. I know. I guess you're right. Because, I mean, most of the movies
some of these...
Are...
Let me look at this. There's nothing newer than Age of Ultron. Let's put it that way. So if you haven't seen Age of Ultron, that's really the newest movie on this list. Everything else is at least several years old.
So is it... Should we give an official warning then?
Sure.
It's a spoiler! Ooh, it's a spoiler! Don't listen! Go away!
You forgot we had official spoiler music.
I forgot. I knew there was a reason why you wanted to play it, but even though I gave away like the biggest one on the list. But yeah.
It's a spoiler! Ooh, it's a spoiler! Don't listen! Go away!
All right, there we go. Now we're officially in spoiler territory.
We're officially in spoiler territory
for
like
most of these movies have been
decades old movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, back to the list. So yeah, the first one on the list that caught my attention was Quicksilver at the end of Age of Ultron. But not for the reasons you might think. I don't think Quicksilver... I think Quicksilver shouldn't have died because he didn't mean anything.
Like I would agree with that, yeah.
His death didn't add anything. Like, when you're watching that movie, does Quicksilver dying... Like I know I didn't feel anything for him in that moment. As callous as that sounds...
Well, no, we only knew him for that movie.
Yeah. And he didn't really have that big a part in the movie either.
Right.
Like, I think you could count his lines of dialogue on two hands.
Probably.
You know, and he had like the weird fake Russian accent that almost sounds like my Russian accent. He's like, yes, I can run very fast. It's like, what are you doing? Like,
Boris,
yeah. I will go. I can go very fast. Like, what are you doing? Like, so, yeah, so he dies. There was no reason to have him die. There was no weight to the death. It didn't add anything to the story or the character development. It just felt unnecessary. I feel like they're like, oh, something bad needs to happen. Let's kill someone. But we can't kill one of the bankable stars.
No, God forbid.
God forbid, yeah. So let's kill... I feel like he was written in just to kill.
Yeah.
We
need somebody to kill. You're it.
Yeah, we need somebody to kill. Why don't they just call him Killable Character A? Why even give him a name, you know?
He's actually listed in, like, the casting call. Killable character.
Killable character. But yeah, I felt like his death didn't add anything. Another one that I felt would have been more impactful if this person hadn't died was Will Smith's character in I Am Legend. Have you seen I Am Legend?
Yes.
So at the end, he sacrifices himself. He like pulls the pin off a grenade and like jumps into the zombie vampire things to like kill them so the girl and the boy can get away with the cure, right?
Right.
There's actually an alternate, and this is interesting, there's an alternate scene. The original ending was he didn't kill himself. Was he realized that these creatures still have like some semblance of sentience? Like they understand things and they have like their own little culture. And that's why the one zombie vampire was going after him because he took the female, right?
Right.
So at the end, he realizes like, I've been and there's a shot where they show the wall of all the pictures of the different zombie vampires he's been experimenting on. And you can see it like slowly dawn on him. Like, I've been experimenting on these things that still have some semblance of humanity, a different type of humanity than we recognize, but some sort of sentience. Right. And so he doesn't die, and he gives the female back and they leave. But it did so poorly with test audiences that they had to scrap it and shoot the ending that we know now. But I think that original ending adds so much interesting ambiguity to it. You know, they're just clear cut, they're evil, they're zombies.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. I feel like the original one where he doesn't die is much more interesting.
You know, but I think maybe for like a common movie going audience, they might be like, oh, really? Oh, he happens to realize just at the moment when they're about to kill him that that's what's going to save his life.
So you're thinking like it feels too convenient for audiences.
I think that's probably the logic behind the negative screening behind that.
Right.
Ending.
But do you which ending would you rather see? I guess is what I'm getting at, because I would rather see the original one personally. It does seem a little convenient, but at the same time, they alluded to that, because remember, the zombies set a trap for him. Like, zombies in The Walking Dead don't set traps.
Right, yeah, they're not that smart.
They set a trap with the one dummy they saw him talking to. It was the same type of trap that he set for them. Like, so it shows that they have intelligence, and they can use tools. Like, they're clearly not mindless creatures. But at the end, they're treated like mindless creatures.
Yeah.
You know, so what do you think? What's your perspective?
I'd say the alternate ending is probably more of a thinking way of ending.
Yeah, definitely,
the movie.
Yeah.
But I think for like a common movie going audience, I can easily see why that didn't make it.
Yeah.
So
those commoners.
Yeah.
Those common moviegoers. I like the way you say that.
I'm kidding. Ones that go for just like the action. You know?
It is a blockbuster movie.
Yeah. I mean, there are people, and it's not wrong. I'm not saying it's wrong, but there are people that go to the movies just so they don't have to think.
Well, they want to be entertained. It's entertainment above all else.
Right.
You know.
And if that's the case, then I can easily see why they scrapped that and went with the heroic ending.
Yeah, everybody likes a heroic ending.
Yeah.
Like it's easier to digest. It fits the blockbuster mold better.
Right.
You know, you don't want to go see a blockbuster, and I think that's probably why people didn't like Interstellar and Inception, because they're like, yeah, you know, I don't...
Who didn't like Inception?
I've heard people say they didn't like Inception. It's a very divisive movie when you think about it.
I love that movie.
I know. Every time we talk about movies, we talk about Inception, though.
All right. Well,
but there is we'll get there.
Well, can I talk about another movie that I really love?
Okay, go ahead.
Because Darth Maul shouldn't have died.
Okay.
All right.
That was probably
one of the best things about Phantom Menace.
Agreed.
Was the invention of this new villain, and they killed him off right away.
Yeah.
Just why?
I remember going into that movie and thinking, this is the coolest villain I've ever seen.
Yeah. And then they killed him.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks. They replaced him with Count Dooku.
Now, keep him...
Really?
Wait a minute. Don't diss on Count Dooku. Because
are you serious?
Christopher Lee. How dare you?
Christopher Lee is great. Count Dooku is not.
Christopher Lee is still... He can make anything great.
He is a great actor.
Count Dooku.
He played a very good Saruman in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, he did. He crosses all worlds. He's a Bond villain.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wait until he's a Bond villain.
He plays a really good villain.
Right.
Except for Count Dooku.
I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. But so good to go back to the Phantom Menace.
Yeah, very disappointing when Darth Maul got killed.
Yeah, when you think about Darth Maul, I mean, he was a very mysterious, very evil looking guy. He had the cool double-bladed lightsaber. This is the first time they showed that.
That was badass.
His music was amazing. Duel of Fates. You know, everything about it. And then he gets cut in half, which was a cool way to go. But I would have preferred seeing more from him.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be like the prequel trilogy's Darth Vader. I thought he was going to stick around.
And I think really that's one of the failings of the prequel trilogy is they don't have like... They don't have a clear antagonist. Like, yes, Darth Sidious is behind everything, but you need, like, a Darth Vader, like...
Yeah, someone in front.
Yeah, someone in front that's, like, propelling the action forward.
Right.
You know, it was so much... Not that subterfuge is bad, but it was too much, like, who is it? What are we doing? Where are we going? You know, I wanted a Darth Maul character to latch onto.
Yeah, it would have been much better if Darth Maul stuck around.
Yeah. Just a few quick other ones because we're on the subject of Star Wars. What do you think about this one that I saw on the list? Padme in Revenge of the Sith.
That she shouldn't have died?
That she shouldn't have died. That was one of the ones on the list in the Reddit thread.
I don't know. I have to just disagree with that because...
Really?
If she doesn't die, then why isn't she around in the original trilogy? That leaves the door open to a lot of questions.
Yeah, that is troublesome. But the person that left the comment says, you know, they basically just said, just lost the will to live.
I mean, they could have came up with a better way for her to die, if that's your question. Yeah. Of course.
Okay, but you think she still should have...
But she has to die.
That's the key. She has to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There needs to be some sort of reason that she's not in the original trilogy.
Yeah. Maybe she drank too much blue milk.
Sure. What an odd reference to make.
What they drink?
They drink the blue milk. Yeah. You are right.
Sounds like some weird cult thing. They drank the blue milk. Like, you know, like they drank the Kool-Aid. They drank the blue milk, man.
And then they had the power of freedom rushing through their veins, too. Yeah. It's Alex Jones' new religion.
Blue milk makes them go crazy.
Yeah.
They got
hot-blooded.
They got two sons. Come on, man. Go watch A New Hope if you have no idea what we're talking about. But anyway, so Padme gets a pass.
Yeah, she should die.
She should die.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, write a better death? I would agree.
Okay.
But, she needs to die.
So, what about this one, though? What about Professor Lupin and Tonks from Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows? Jumping genres here. Because there was a lot of controversy about those deaths back in the books. Back in the books, it was like, why? Like why you gotta kill them? Because she killed so many other characters already.
Yeah.
You kill one of the Weasley twins. You really gotta take Professor Lupin and Tonks on top of that?
I mean, I get the death. You're trying to add more collateral damage to the war.
Right. And I guess from that perspective, it makes sense. But both? Not one or the other, but both?
Maybe it's a little bit better that they die so that one doesn't live on.
Hmm. I got
that. I can go either way. I'd say
you're stuck in the middle.
I'm not completely against it.
Okay. I felt like at the time of reading, I was like, wow, like that's a shocker. Like she's killing so many people. Reflecting back on it, I don't know if we needed that many deaths.
Book. You go out with a bang.
Go out with a bang. Yeah. So okay. So Professor Lupin and Tonks, they sort of get a half and half. You can go. I can go either way.
Yeah.
All
right. Let's get to should have died.
Yeah, because we have enough of saving people.
Side, yeah.
Yeah, we have enough saving people. Let's kill some people. So we start with Age of Ultron on the shouldn't have died section. So let's start with Age of Ultron on the should have died. Hawkeye should have died.
Yeah, but he's a bankable star.
Is he?
Yeah. It's
when you list the Avengers, Hawkeye is like dead.
No, but
last.
He's listed he's up there with the other five members.
Yeah, he is.
Jeremy Renner, yeah, he's a pretty A-lister.
But when you look at the perspective of that movie, though, they built him up so much. I feel like that script was written that he was supposed to die. They have the whole thing where they go to his family, like, oh man, Hawkeye has a family. Oh, he's getting dragged back into it. And then they pull their punch at the last second. So it's almost like the reverse of Harry Potter, where it's like, punch, punch, punch. And then at Age of Ultron, they're like, they don't want to connect with any of their swings.
I
feel
one,
like that would have been a really like heavy, very emotional moment if Hawkeye died.
That one I don't mind.
You don't mind Hawkeye living?
No.
Really?
Yeah. That's just Jeremy Renner. It doesn't surprise me at all that he stays alive.
It doesn't surprise me, but I feel like he should have.
Yeah.
These Marvel movies to have some deaths. Somebody has to die. Well, they can't go the whole thing with everyone living. It's absurd.
But they can stay alive for most of it.
Yeah, but where's the tragic middle? Where's the tragic middle arc in the story?
Probably the Infinity Gauntlet movies when they get to those.
But that's Phase 3. That's the end, isn't it?
Maybe. Well, there's two. Going to be a battle with Thanos.
There's two Infinity War movies. So you're saying that
the first one will be. I don't.
They
know.
Just kill off everyone.
I have no idea.
Marvel fate. Now people know that we've been singing Marvel's praises a lot on this podcast, especially with the way they're doing the phases, but I feel like they're sort of like spiraling out of control. Like yeah. Civil War was very good.
It's getting too much too fast.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
we'll see. I think they gotta start killing characters. One, saves money in production value. Two, it adds weight and drama and a little bit of seriousness to the proceedings. Because right now it's like, well, you know everyone's going to live. Or at least that's what I think, because they've killed nobody so far. And it adds a little bit more gravity to their situation. Like, they have to do this because somebody died, or they have to avenge the death, or they have to stop more people from dying. You know? So, I don't know. I feel like there could be an argument made for Hawkeye.
Okay.
But we'll agree to disagree on that one. And we're probably going to agree to disagree on this one. Batman in The Dark Knight Rises should have died.
You know, for Christopher Nolan's Batman, that actually makes sense. You know, especially since the last shot you see is Batman leading the bomb out of the city. And that seems like it would be like the just way to end.
It's supposed to be
the trilogy.
Yeah.
So I could see that. I could see that.
It's supposed to be a darker Batman.
Right.
You know, it's supposed to be, you know, like the weight of being a hero.
Right. So I can see the argument for it.
And also that ending wasn't very good, though. Like, Batman gets everything he wants in the end.
Well, it's Batman.
But Batman is a tragic hero. You should be the first one to admit he's a tragic hero. He can't have good things happen to him. I mean, it seems like it flies in the face of everything that Batman is about. He's dark. He's brooding. He accepts this heavy burden of being a hero. And then at the end, he's like just sipping tea in France with Catwoman. And they're like, oh, sure. Nobody notices that the face of Wayne Enterprises, this billionaire whose name is all over the news, is traipsing around in a foreign country. They're like, who's this? Could you imagine if like Steve Jobs back in the day has just like disappeared, just like started like waltzing around in a different country? You think people wouldn't notice?
Or like today.
Or like today.
He's supposed to be dead.
Yeah.
Well, hey, where are you?
Yeah, hey. Hey, wait a second.
Hey, wait a minute.
People still think they're seeing Tupac and Elvis.
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah, I can see the argument for Batman dying at the end of Dark Knight Rises. Yeah.
Yeah, I sort of think that would have made that last movie a little bit better. A few other ones. You're a big fan of this movie, Tom Cruise, Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, speaking of Tom?
Yeah, oh, yeah, your buddy Tom, yeah. So what does Tom say? You've spoken to Tom recently. Does he have any... any insight as to whether his character should or shouldn't have died at the end of Edge of Tomorrow?
I think this
is a tricky one because of the plot.
Yeah, so you're saying he should have died permanently?
Yes. Wouldn't that have been like a nice like touch at the end? Like he spent all movie dying. So for those that don't know, he dies and relives like the same day.
Yeah. Over,
like Groundhog Day almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a science fiction Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it's essentially Groundhog Day meets aliens.
That is.
That's the plot of
or Groundhog Tomorrow. Day meets Independence Day.
Or that, sure. Whatever you want to go with.
Either way.
I
think that would have been an interesting twist at the end. He has to die permanently for things to move forward.
Sure. But I don't mind that he lived either. That's another one that I don't mind. That could have went either way.
But what do you think would make a better viewing experience?
Because the way it is now. I like it.
I mean, actually, I kind of like the way it is now, too. But I could see it being very interesting if he did die as well. That's one of those ones where I could go either or.
Yeah.
I could go either or. Let's see. What other ones are on here? Here's another one. Another Star Wars one, Rich. Let's get your feedback on this one. Lando Calrissian in Return of the Jedi. The original script actually called for it, but apparently test audiences hated it.
Hello, what do we have here?
Well, what do we have here? What do you say about that one? So, according to this comment, the original script had the Falcon lost during the battle. That's why Han feels like
he's not going to see her again.
Yeah, but they didn't again. Those damn test audiences. They didn't like it, so they changed it.
I mean, because everybody likes Lando. You know, it's like you don't want to see him die. Everyone likes Lando.
But you can't keep everyone alive all the time, Rich.
Why not?
You're just creating like this little cast of characters that you're like, you got to kill them. You got to kill people. You got to kill people. Okay, so here's the thing. You talk about, you know, collateral damage, right? Like Professor Lupin and Tonks are collateral damage. There's got to be collateral damage in Star Wars. I think Lando's an easy character to kill off to add collateral damage.
But everyone likes Lando.
But that's why it makes sense. You can't kill off people.
I'm surprised you don't have Han Solo on the list. I thought that was the one you were going to go with. Because Harrison Ford thought...
Who should have died at the Return of the Jedi?
Harrison Ford thought Han Solo should have died in Return of the Jedi.
Really?
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that?
I think that would have been like, ooh. Oh my God! There's no more movie after that.
So you want to keep Lando Calrissian alive, but kill the not one of, but the most bankable star in Star Wars.
See, here's the problem. I'm looking at this 2020 and the fact that we know that it took another 30 years for him to get to Episode 7.
Right.
But I guess at the time they thought they were going to get around to making Episode 7 quicker, so that's why they kept him in.
But if they'd known they were going to take that long,
I could definitely see Han Solo being killed off.
Yeah. Where is he in the final battle?
He's on Endor.
He's on Endor?
Yeah.
So just he like gets shot or he gets trampled
by... No, actually, he wanted to be killed off...
Didn't he want to die in the fifth movie?
Yeah, he wanted to die in the carbon freezing chamber that he didn't survive.
And I remember you telling me this trivia. That's why they wrote it that way, to keep it like a mystery whether or not he's going to come back or not.
Right. Because
there were like contract disputes or whatever it was.
Well, at the time, he was about to start Indiana Jones.
Okay. I feel like that death wouldn't have been as good if he just dies in the carbon freezing thing.
No, but I think maybe in Return of the Jedi would have been.
He should have died. Ooh. Yeah. Sacrificing himself to save Leia Endor.
And that would have been a complete character reversal from the way he is in A New Hope.
Yes. That's true, yeah. Because in New Hope, he's not willing to sacrifice anything for anyone.
I'm not in it for your revolution, princess.
Yeah. Okay, man, you are just heartless. Kill Han Solo. Kill them all.
But leave Lando. I like Lando.
Rich is just standing with like corpses all around, all the beloved characters, even R2-D2 and C-3PO. But as long as Lando is alive,
That's
all that matters.
All right, we got time for one more. What should we talk about?
There's a couple of good ones here. The last three are tough. Which one do you want to go with? I'll leave it up to you because these movies.
How about Matthew McConaughey?
Matthew McConaughey at Interstellar. Yeah, because we talked about Christopher Nolan earlier.
Yeah, so what? He shouldn't make it back to the planet in the fourth dimension or fifth dimension?
Fourth? I don't know what it was. Was it the fourth dimension?
Yeah, something about the fourth or fifth dimension.
Is the fourth or fifth dimension?
Yeah,
time is the fourth.
Right.
He was in the fifth?
Yeah. This is where
I don't even know. I'm not even sure.
Mind blown.
Yeah. So here's an interesting one, is that people say that he should die in the movie because it makes more sense for him to die, like sacrifice for his daughter.
Yeah.
But I actually disagree with that.
Okay.
I think it adds more weight and gravity to it that he's alive and he realizes how much he missed.
Yeah.
I think seeing that scene, that was like a strange sort of terrifying for me. The thought that you could miss so much.
And you could outlive your kid. Like literally.
Yeah.
She's like 90 or something.
Yeah.
When he returns.
But she has this whole family. Again, chills now just thinking about it. She's got this whole family around her and he
has no idea.
He has no idea. He's not a part of that at all.
Yep.
So I guess it makes more sense for him to die. Like, yes, it makes more sense, but it doesn't translate well. Yeah, it doesn't translate well.
Yeah, you're right. That case, there's more weight if he stays alive.
Yeah,
and realizes what he sacrificed.
Yeah, I think that adds something special to that movie.
Yeah,
that's just me though.
Yeah, and hey, it's one of my favorite movies. So I'll
it's
agree.
A very
with
good
you.
Movie. Very good movie. Confusing as hell.
Yeah.
But a good one.
A little bit. Are we in the fourth dimension, the fifth dimension? I don't know. And I want to know whatever dimension Alex Jones is in, because I want to be in that dimension.
I'll tell you what, it's not our dimension, that's for sure.
Yeah. But there you go. That's enough talk in the entertainment entree. But don't go anywhere, because coming up next, I have your batch of odd news to get you through the week. Make you feel good about yourself. Don't go anywhere. Coming up next will be the non-fortune cookie odd news. We'll be right back.
I gotta get the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Oh my God. I gotta hit the Crispy Noodle Podcast. They said podcast.
The Crispy Noodle Podcast. Did you hear this?
Thieves made off with a full tractor trailer filled of shredded mozzarella cheese bound for a Hungry Howie's Pizza distribution center in Central Florida.
Why?
Would you like to take a guess at how much cheese that's worth?
Oh, God.
$85,000
way off.
Worth of shredded mozzarella cheese.
That's a lot of cheese.
The truck was officially reported stolen on Sunday. It's on the loose right now in Florida. Someone has $85,000 worth of shredded mozzarella cheese.
What were they planning to do with the cheese?
Can't exactly sell that on the black market.
Yeah,
you know?
I can just picture people on the street corner. Hey, want some mozzarella? I mean, can you buy street cheese?
Street cheese?
Yeah, like street drugs, street cheese.
Oh, man. This is the good stuff.
Oh, man, I got some hardcore mozzarella here. They, like, snort it. Oh, man, people are, like, hooked on mozzarella.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you got that mozzarella?
You got that mozzarella?
Oh, boy.
Why'd you turn to Mickey Mouse there at the end?
He's in Florida, right?
Yeah, he is. I need some more of that mozzarella cheese.
Mickey Mouse has a drug addiction to stolen mozzarella cheese.
I can't run the park without my mozzarella cheese. Goofy, you got some more?
Of course, Mickey. I don't have any mozzarella.
Oh, boy. You need to get me that dime bag. You don't give me that dime back, I'm going to blow your effing head off. I'm the one who knocks.
Yes.
I want to see a Breaking Bad and Mickey Mouse crossover where they're dealing mozzarella cheese.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
You think that of me? I am the danger.
Say my name.
Yes.
Say my name.
Mickey Mouse.
You're goddamn right.
Check out thecrispynoodle.com.
Hey, this is Tony Gaga. You got a podcast? You got to go to the podcast I go to. I'll get you this podcast for $2. That's the Crispy Noodle Podcast for $2.
Oh, yeah, we are back here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Grooving
out, yep.
Late at night to bring you the very best podcast every Thursday.
That's right, so make sure that you're subscribed and you got us going on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, because I'm telling you, we got some fun ideas coming your way.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want you to miss out. I'm dead serious about what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. Don't want you to miss out,
there's some good stuff coming up.
Yeah, so make sure you're following us on all those channels. But for right now, we are done 2/3 of the show, if you will, right?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
yes, we are.
Went by fast.
It did go by fast. Well, you know, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
And you have so much fun with the Crispy Noodle Podcast, but you have some of the most fun when we dive into this next segment. It's one of my favorite segments. It's time for the Non-Fortune Cookie Odd News!
We've been talking about cool and its ramifications and how it applies to the hip scene. But maybe you could give us some examples now of the opposite of cool. Uncool. Just exactly what is uncool?
My nipples look like milk duds.
Holy shnikes.
It's time for the Non-Fortune Cookie Odd News.
It's not of this world. I don't know exactly what it is or what it's doing, but this is not human intelligence, okay? It's not human intelligence we're facing!
How you doing? Me? I'm doing great.
Manda de bastata. I don't make this stuff up.
I'll take a pound of nuts.
That's a lot of nuts! That'll be $4, baby! You want fries with that?
I seen the celery dance across the baseball fields.
You had me at meat tornado.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Okay. what does that mean?
And now it's time for the Non-Fortune Cookie Odd News.
So sit back, get everything you need to get from the kitchen. Be sure and empty the bladders. Go to the bathroom because you're in for hell of a ride.
Time for some odd news.
Oh, man, I'm so pumped for this segment. I love this Non-Fortune Cookie Odd News segment that we do. For those of you that might not know what this segment's all about, Rich researches the news and he reads the news, and I react to the news. He finds these weird, odd news stories, and he hides them from me.
Yep.
So that I don't get to look at them. So all my reactions are my genuine gut reactions to hearing these stories for the very first time. I don't know what's about to happen. You guys don't know what's about to happen, and Rich doesn't even know what's about to happen because these stories always take us down weird and wacky paths. And I'm ready to set out on a wondrous journey through the world of odd news.
It's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah, take me on a journey, Rich. What's this first odd news for story that you got for us?
All right, I'm going to do this cute one first.
Oh, we like cute stories.
Yeah, I like a good cute story here. This one is just...
Now, wait, when you say cute, there's a difference between normal people cute and odd news cute.
This is cute. Just cute all around.
Okay.
Zookeepers at a California zoo said that a random cat wandering through the zoo in search of food has now struck up an unexpected friendship with a 550-pound black bear.
Wow.
You know, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm only afraid of bear, but bear in the forest.
Well, not that cat, obviously.
No. This cat is braver than Brizgalov from Flyers History.
You know, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm only afraid of bear, but bear in the forest.
Yeah, bear. Bear in the forest.
Nice impression.
Folsom City Zoo Sanctuary. Oh, I didn't know it was Folsom City. Anyway, Folsom City Zoo Sanctuary zookeepers said that the cat was first seen a few months ago wandering into various exhibits to partake in dog food that gets scattered around the enclosure for the bears.
Okay.
So
wait, they put dog food in a bear enclosure and a cat eats it?
Yeah.
Does that make any sense to anyone?
No. This cat is all over the place. It doesn't know it's a cat.
No. But I love the fact that it's dog food, but they're feeding it to bears, but it's actually the cat eating it.
Yes.
There's like so many animals involved in this. Humans are spreading dog food for bears, but a cat eats it.
Yeah.
It's like, how many more animals can you get in there, you know?
A lizard licks it.
A lizard licks it, yeah.
And walks away.
The ants crawl over it. There you go.
Yeah. Jill Foss, the senior lead zookeeper, says that every morning we scatter dog food for the bears, and then the cat started coming into the exhibit and eating the dog food. Once she started coming in on a regular basis, we then decided to start putting food for her in the morning as well.
Well, they're already doing that. They didn't need to do anything different.
Well, I think they meant like specifically
like
cat food.
Actual cat food.
Yeah.
But keep the dog food.
By that time, yeah, the cat's used to the dog food.
It'll turn into a dog or a bear. You never
yeah,
know.
It'll turn into a bear. Ta-da!
It's like...
You know, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm only afraid of bear, but bear in the forest.
It's like a really weird version of Pokemon, where, like, cat evolves into bear. Like,
what?
Okay.
How did that happen?
That's not how biology works.
But it's level 100, and that's all that matters.
That's right, yeah.
The team at Folsom City Zoo has decided to call the cat Little Bear.
Aw, that's cute.
And yeah, it has picked a 550-pound black bear named Sequoia as a very close friend. Sequoia walks right by her, and she'll walk by Sequoia, and they'll stay pretty close to each other.
Huh.
They even eat lunch together.
Aw, isn't that nice?
Yeah, I know. This is like, yeah, very cute odd news story.
This is like a Disney movie in the making.
Yeah, right?
Like this is going to be a movie in like 3 or 4 years.
Pixar?
Guaranteed. Oh, it would be perfect.
This sounds like a Pixar movie.
This is like Pixar's version of Secret Life of Pets. It's like Secret Life of Zoo Animals.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, I love that idea. Make that happen. Yeah. Go, Pixar, now.
And yeah, they said that they'll just keep letting Little Bear hang out with Sequoia for as long as they want to. So,
I mean,
a happy ending.
Look, I mean, either the cat's going to be fine or the bear's going to eat it. I mean,
it's going to piss it off one day.
Just a giant bite. You just see like the tail hanging out of the bear's mouth. Yeah. Just like,
that's
I want to be let out.
It's all muffled.
Help me. But I mean, in either case, it works out fine for the zoo because the zoo is like the perfect place for animals because it's a zoo. Or they don't have to spend some money to feed the bear that day. You know? So it's a win-win situation having this cat around. You know, it's the perfect situation.
Yeah, so I just thought that was a cute one to start off.
That's a good one.
The odd news.
Usually we don't get cute feel-good stories in the odd news.
No.
Usually it's like naked man assaults van full
of... Oh, yeah, don't worry. We'll get to
pizza
that.
Pizza delivery
we'll,
guys.
We'll get to that eventually. But,
okay. As for our next story, it's like the exact thing I just said.
But I just thought that was a cute one to start off with. And,
yeah.
You know, how often do you see that? A cat and a bear getting along?
I would say never.
Especially according to Bruce Golub.
You know, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm only afraid of bear, but bear in the forest.
Bear in the forest.
I love that clip.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to our next story here. And I want to just give a little intro into this story. So, Mike.
Yes.
Yes, I'm directing you.
Right.
You know, last couple of weeks, we've had a lot of time to hang between too many games and your birthday. And,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so.
And recordings and comedy shows. And yeah.
We've had a lot of time together.
Right.
I don't know if you remember this, but at some point, you told me specifically, hey, Rich, what would it be like if you could buy your own town? Do you remember this?
I do remember this.
At some point, you asked me this question. I don't know if it was in the car
It was. Yeah, we were driving to too many games. I remember this. And I was like, man, I always wanted to buy my own town. Like, make my own laws and, you know, like, just do my own weird stuff over there. Yeah.
Assuming direct control.
Well, guess what?
Somebody did it?
You have the chance to, Mike.
Really?
Do you have $350,000 on you?
No, I don't. But we can we can start a GoFundMe or a Kickstarter.
Well, guess what?
What?
In Colorado, a ghost town.
Colorado.
What?
It would be Colorado. Everyone's so high, they have no idea what they're doing. Let's sell the town.
It's because they're baked too much. They don't care.
They have no idea what's going on. They're just loving life out there, man.
Man, you can do whatever you want. Well, as long as we stay here, yeah, it's all good.
If you give me the money, you can have the town.
Mayor, that's not how this works.
Mayor.
Dude, it's all good.
Do you think they have what?
It's all good. Dude,
you just have various town mayors selling their towns. Like, they gotta stop taking the kid. Keep selling the towns.
Well, anyway.
Oh, my God. Do you think there's laws in Colorado about public officials partaking?
I don't know, because it's legal.
Yeah, but do you want your mayor doing that while he's, like, making laws and stuff? All of a sudden you get, like, weird laws?
But he can't be, like, impeached or anything. You can't charge him with a crime.
I guess it would be the same thing as if, like, a mayor was an alcoholic. You know? If a mayor was, like, drinking on the job.
Yeah, it would have to be, like, proving that it's affecting his...
It's affecting...
His job.
Yeah, their judgment.
Anyway. You're thinking too seriously.
Yeah, this is... Yeah, I'm thinking of, like, political things. Forget political things. I want to get back to the weird stuff.
Yeah,
so I can buy my own town.
Because a man named James Johnson is offering the ghost town of Cabin Creek, Colorado for $350,000.
I mean, that's not a lot for a whole town.
Right, exactly.
How big is the town? Do we know?
Cabin Creek includes an old service station, a large garage, a cafe, a motel, one small house, and a private shooting range.
What? This is the weird... That's not a town. That's not a town. That's like a cultist compound. What did you say? A large garage, a shooting range,
yeah,
and a diner.
And a cafe.
A cafe.
They're fancy cafe.
Sorry.
All right. We're high class here in Cabin Creek.
Well, I looked it up in Google Maps, and it's like literally, it's like one road.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. That's amazing. Oh, I love it.
Well, Johnson purchased the property decades ago. He said in a news article, quote, "The couple who owned the town before me ran the cafe and served the best fried steak in the state." Steak in the state. Wow, that sounds like a tongue twister.
Yeah, that is tough.
But then there was a murder there.
Okay. But then there was a murder there.
There was some people that felt sorry for it, and then they left the town. And then for a number of years, there was, like, literally nobody here.
Was that his quote? There was, like, nobody here?
Like, literally, there was nobody here.
Okay.
Johnson said that he originally intended to turn the ghost town into a roadside attraction, but has decided to now sell it to try and fund retirement. So, if you got $350,000, Mike, this is it. This is your dream right here.
There's nothing. There's, like, literally, there's exactly, like, seven buildings.
But you own a town.
But I own a town.
You literally would have your own town.
Like, there's not even a road into it. The road just goes by it, and then there's like an alley that leads between the buildings. This is the best.
But you could name it.
But I could name it.
You could name everything.
I'd call it Crispy Noodle Town.
There you go.
And get this, it's only an hour away from Denver.
That's not bad.
Go see Broncos games?
Yeah. That's not bad.
Oh, man. Does anybody have $350,000?
Yeah. Can we do this?
Do you think we could get together enough money and like buy a town? That would be amazing.
Yeah.
It's less than a house in some places.
Yeah, that's not too bad. $350,000.
Like, you can buy, like, it's a pretty sizable, like, I'm looking at Google Maps, right? It's a pretty sizable property.
Should we start a Crispy Noodle compound?
Oh, my God. Then we can force people to drink the blue milk, right?
Alex Jones is our hero.
All hail Alex Jones.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer.
Pioneer!
He's a pioneer! There you go.
There you go.
I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast. I like to fight, too.
Yeah,
we can have a fight club.
Run. I'm here.
He's
there. There you go. He's the perfect spokesperson.
I'm telling you. There you go.
It sells itself.
Yeah, there's your mayor.
I like to have children.
There you go. You start a dynasty.
I'm here. I got a life force. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. This is what everybody was like before us. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm here. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
That part might not be good. No, we don't
can't
need
have
fires.
Them setting fire to the Crispy Noodle
no,
Town.
No, we're all going to get high.
Come on down to Crispy Town. Still crispy.
Oh, you're trying to sing the Cleveland song?
Under construction since 2016. See a building Alex Jones set on fire. Buy a town for the price of a small house. Oh, man.
Well, there you go. Yeah. If you want to buy your own town, call up James Johnson in Cabin Creek, Colorado, and that could be yours.
I love that idea, though, of buying a town. I think that's hilarious.
Well, there you
like
go.
Making your own rules and everything.
You're just $350,000 away from it.
I know. So close.
So close.
So close.
So close.
Like a couple more quarters and I'll be able to buy it.
All right. Well, you know, we've had a lot of kind of nice odd news here. Let's get into more traditional odd news. All right.
We got to bring things down. We're getting too happy.
Yeah, this is too fancy
here.
Need to get, we need to get back to some regular odd news. So let's go to North Carolina in this one. This pretty much explains the whole story right here.
Okay.
A couple in North Carolina were taken into police custody after authorities say that the two assaulted each other with pizza rolls.
Who wants a pizza roll? Email me if you want a pizza roll. Post a comment on this web zone if you want a pizza roll.
Yeah, get the
pizza
roll.
What was that?
That's Red Letter Media's.
Do you want a pizza roll?
Yeah.
Who wants a pizza roll? Email me if you want a pizza roll. Post a comment on this web zone if you want.
Post a comment on the web zone.
The web zone. So when we buy the town and name Alex Jones mayor, he'll be the webmaster.
The web zone.
Yeah, the web zone. Yeah. He'll run the town website.
Who wants a pizza roll? Email me if you want a pizza roll. Post a comment on this web zone if you want a pizza roll.
Yep.
So back to the story. They assaulted each other with pizza rolls.
Yeah.
First off, what is a pizza roll?
You don't know what a pizza roll is?
Like a stromboli?
No. They're snacks. You never had them before?
Oh, you mean like the little microwavable?
Yeah.
Like
little bite size.
Yeah. Oh, so how do you assault someone with that?
You throw it at each other, I guess.
See, that's why I thought it had to be, it couldn't be the little tiny bite size ones because you can't assault somebody with them. Or can
well,
you?
Well, here we go.
Explain to me.
According to the police report, the incident occurred at 1 in the morning on 4th of July when 24-year-old Brad Scott Beard and 21-year-old Samantha Kniepe got into an argument and began throwing pizza rolls at each other.
I mean, they're just little tiny, like, aren't they like little tiny rectangular, like pizza, like,
yeah.
Like mini Hot Pockets almost or something?
Yeah. But, oh my, when they're hot, they burn!
Okay. You said that like you're having like NAMM style flashbacks.
Yeah, man. Oh.
And they're hot. They burn. They sear the flesh.
I got the fire of patriotism pizza rolls.
I got the fire of pizza rolls.
Yeah, right?
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
See, with pizza rolls.
Yeah, with them setting fires everywhere with pizza rolls. So were they still frozen, or were they already, like, made?
Ooh, you know what? I think they were still frozen, because it doesn't say anywhere that they were cooked.
Okay, so frozen pizza rolls. I guess that can hurt if you're throwing frozen pizza rolls at someone.
Hits you in the eye.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Depending how hard you throw, it could you know, be painful.
Well, apparently the noise that it hit the wall was so loud that the neighbors called the cops on them. So I guess they're pretty heavy.
But they're like, aren't they like the size of your thumb,
yeah,
roughly?
But I guess if they're frozen, it's like a rock. I don't know.
But how many are you throwing? Like the entire package? Are you grabbing a fistful of these
both,
and like?
Yeah, because they're both throwing pizza rolls.
Okay. I'm like trying to like picture this, like two grown people throwing pizza rolls at each other.
Yeah.
Frozen pizza rolls. What was the argument about? Like, I want a pepperoni, but you got cheese.
You bitch.
You bitch. Yeah. You bitch. I told you I wanted pepperoni. Nice. Lovely. Just lovely.
Well, this apparently got serious because the couple had to be booked into Gaston County Jail, where Beard was charged with an assault on a female. And that's a 60-day charge.
Is that a separate crime?
Yeah.
Than just regular assault?
Yeah.
Really?
That's a 60-day charge. So,
wow.
Sorry.
For pizza rolls.
Yeah. Sorry, Brad Scott Beard. Yeah. never look at pizza rolls the same.
No, he won't. No, he won't. Have to start getting other microwavable foods.
That sucks.
But did the woman get in any trouble?
She got a misdemeanor simple assault charge. And that's 25 days.
I don't know. It's just a very strange story.
Yeah.
Pizza rolls.
I feel like this is an episode of like Mythbusters. Like how loud does it really hit the wall?
Yeah. And then they just pack it with TNT at the end.
Yeah. Let's explode the wall.
That's how Mythbusters works.
Well, it's because, you know, we got the fire
of
freedom.
Yeah.
It's exploding.
The fire of freedom and liberty.
That's right.
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere. And humans are turning on everywhere.
Yeah. So
humans
there you go.
Humans are turning on. What does that mean? I can't. It's like every time I hear the clip, I think about it and analyze it a little more. So like, are humans light bulbs? And like we're off, and then all of a sudden, like, oh my god,
ta-da!
The liberty is flowing through me like energy.
Thank you, Alex Jones.
Thank you, Alex Jones. Yeah, that's what the scream is. He screams, and it like turns on all the humans. Humans are turning on everywhere.
Yeah,
like we giant light switches. Like anyway, I can't get over that clip. That clip is just so awkward. But
so good.
So is pizza rolls.
I
really love the idea. Now, did you ever do this as a kid? We used to have rock wars.
What, throw rocks at each
throw
other?
Rocks at each
yeah.
other. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So in my mind, so when we had rock wars, we'd grab a fistful of rocks and throw it like a shotgun blast. That's what they were doing with the pizza rolls. Like they were grabbing a fistful and like.
And they all hit the wall at the same time?
Maybe something like that, yeah.
I don't know.
They were having a pizza roll war. I want to know what the argument was really about. I mean, we were joking around. It's the type of pizza rolls. But like so it's 1 a.m., they have pizza rolls out, and obviously they're out in such a manner that they can both grab them and throw them.
Yeah, to play dodgeball.
To play dodgeball. Like, what is happening? What were they doing?
At 1 in the morning.
At 1 in the morning with pizza rolls. We'll never know. We'll never know.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
Maybe.
Pizza rolls erotic?
Maybe.
Okay.
Anyway, let's move on to our next story here.
Sure.
And every now and then, we have to go visit Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, my God. No, this is impossible.
Now,
we've had, like, what, three stories, I think?
Yeah, but it's not quite the same. This is a different take, but it's still out of Chuck E. Cheese. Weird stuff is happening at Chuck E. Cheese.
So maybe people don't know. We've had at least three stories,
yeah.
I think. Where there have been fights at Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
And not just, like, two people fighting, like, massive brawls.
Right, like riots.
But this isn't a fight.
No.
Okay.
Instead, though, a Kentucky man decided to try and rob the Chuck E. Cheese while he was supposed to be there for a job interview.
That's such a great plan. I'll get in with a job interview. They'll never see it coming.
And then bam!
It's like, sir, why are you wearing a ski mask at your job interview? Uh-oh. Whoops. Just ignore that.
My cover's blown.
My cover's blown. Abort, abort. And they're just staring at him like, okay.
Back away or the mouse gets it.
Yeah, he grabs the mouse. He's in like a human shield.
Sir, that's an animatronic. Shut up.
Do you talk to all mice that way? You racist.
You want
to
see the kids see Mickey see Chuck E. Cheese get blown up?
Yeah. I'm going to blow his circuitry all over the walls.
Well,
he shoots him in the head, and wires and circuit boards just fly out.
Yeah. Police Lieutenant Andrew Daughtry told local newspapers that the manager of the Chuck E. Cheese said that the man came into the location to get a job, and he came at 4 p.m. for the job interview. Daughtry said that the man announced he wanted to rob the restaurant and then implied to the manager that he had a firearm. The manager...
Wait, he announced... I want to, like, they're like, what's your biggest, what would you say is your biggest weakness? Well, it would have to be the fact that I want to rob you right now.
Like, want to rob this freaking place?
Yeah. Well, I currently have a gun in my waistband, but I don't consider that a weakness. I consider it a strength, really, especially since I'm going to rob you. You know, because you always got to turn the weaknesses into the strengths, right?
Yeah. Well, get this. The manager then told the man that, quote, hey, I don't have access to the safe.
Is that it?
Yeah.
He's like, sorry, buddy. Can't help you.
And then the man realized the situation and began to cry.
He just burst into tears.
God damn it!
I tried so hard. Like, this story is just all types of weird.
God damn it, this was the only plan I had.
This is plan A, B, and C. Yeah, if I didn't get the job, I would rob a place. It's plan A and B together. Tell you what, that's being prepared.
What, crying?
No, applying for an interview and then your plan B is just to rob the place.
Oh, okay.
I mean, crying.
Plan C's crying.
C for crying makes sense to me. He just starts crying. I just picture this, like, he goes in the interview and he's actually doing the interview a little bit, right? Yeah. And then he's like, you know what, he starts feeling insecure. Oh, this isn't working. I'm just gonna rob him. Then the manager breaks the hard news to him, doesn't have access to the safe. The guy starts crying and the manager's like, hey little buddy,
it's okay,
it's all right, I'll get us some pizza and we'll talk about it. Yeah. Okay. And then they like become friends like the cat and the bear over pizza and Chuck E. Cheese, you know.
And then the cops come.
And then the cops come, yeah.
Yeah, because you actually did try to rob
him. Wait, the cops come? You mean he didn't get the job?
No.
But he had such an entrepreneurial spirit, Rich.
Oh, man, well.
You're like, well, it's just not a right fit.
Yeah, yeah, sorry, yeah. Yeah, sorry, just, it's not a right fit, man.
You're overqualified.
Well, yeah, there you go. And then the police obviously arrived on the scene and arrested him.
Was he still crying? Yeah. Is he like hauling him away?
Yeah.
Please, no.
Why does everything I do go wrong? It's a Chuck E. Cheese. How did I fail at robbing a Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh my God. I love the fact that like Chuck E. Cheese, like there's certain locations, Chuck E. Cheese, Waffle House.
Yeah.
A lot of odd news happens in these places.
Keeps coming up.
Yeah. I'd say those are the two main places. Watch the next odd news story be Waffle House.
We had that last week.
We had that last week, yeah. That's amazing, though. I love that.
He started to cry.
He just starts to cry. I think that's most people's reactions when they get to Chuck E. Cheese. It's just going to be games and the ball pit and food, but then you get there and you realize none of it's good, you know?
No, unless you're like four.
Oh, man, if you're four, that Chuck E. Cheese is, like, the best place on earth.
Yeah, but after you hit, like, seven,
It just loses its luster. So there was a Chuck E. Cheese near me, and it had a Jurassic Park game.
Was that
like a
shooter?
Your
favorite?
Yeah, yeah. Me and my friend would get a stack of quarters. We would just sit there and just keep shooting those dinosaurs until we went through the whole stack of quarters. But one time, we actually ended up beating it. You know, there's actually ends to those shooting games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd never played a shooting game long enough to get to the end of it, but there's an end to Jurassic Park.
And it blew you away.
It blew me away, yeah. We had a crowd of people around us watching.
And then you started crying.
And then I started crying, yeah. Because it was over. It was very, very, it was a very emotional moment, Rich.
Yeah, and then the police came.
And then the police came. And they carried my 5-year-old ass to jail. yeah. Anyway.
All right, ready for our next story here?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, well, we're sticking with cheese.
Okay, everybody loves cheese.
Yep. Apparently, people in Wisconsin do a little too much because...
Well, I mean, Wisconsin cheeseheads, you know?
Yep, but apparently it's a little too much because there's been 3 different instances of people stealing cheese.
Why do people steal cheese? It happens all the time.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about like a shoplifting thing. I'm talking about huge amounts of cheese.
Like...
Yeah, are you right? Should I just go through the list?
Yeah, let me know what they're doing here.
Okay, number one. I have to start this
number,
off.
It's a numbered list, people. Yeah. Oh, boy.
All right, number one. Police are investigating the theft of a semi-trailer that was parked in Oak Creek over the weekend. The refrigerated trailer was loaded with 20,000 pounds of various cheeses.
Like, what are you going to do with that much cheese?
For a total of $46,000 worth of cheese gone.
Wow. Now, wait, here's a question. Did they steal it thinking that something better was in there?
I don't know, but it's gone.
Like, oh, this refrigeration truck is going to have, what, diamonds? Like, they can't possibly have mistaken that. Come on.
Well, that one is still on the loose, so I have no idea.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Number two. $70,000 worth of various cheeses were stolen in the Germantown area of Wisconsin, but this one was later recovered in Milwaukee. Germantown police said that this cheese that was stolen from D&G Transportation was stolen with a Great Dane semi-trailer that was also stolen.
Why are people stealing entire trailers of cheese?
This one ends up bad because apparently it was too long before they recovered it. So the cheese had to be dumped. It could not be legally resold.
They can legally resell stolen cheese?
I guess if they catch it really fast.
But how do you know if they did something to it?
Take a chance.
Take a chance. 5-second rule. It's okay.
Yeah, right?
Just, they brush the dirt off.
5-day rule.
5-day rule, yeah. Now I'm worried. How much cheese
has been
stolen and resold?
Well,
is there like an actual law, like the FDA cheese cannot be resold if stolen for this amount of time? But if it's...
I guess there is, because this second one had to be dumped. $70,000 worth of cheese gone. And then number three, police in Grand Chute, Wisconsin, found an entire stolen shipment of Parmesan cheese intact in a warehouse facility.
I don't know, like what. Go ahead.
This shipment totaled 41,000 pounds of Parmesan cheese for a grand total of $40,000.
Wow.
A semi picked up the cheese, but it never reached its destination. So there you go. 3 separate major cheese heists happened in Wisconsin.
Yeah, this isn't somebody stealing like a pound of American cheese from the deli.
No.
This is people stealing entire trucks,
yeah,
of cheese.
$46,000, $70,000, $40,000.
But I still...
This is like game show amount of money, you know?
Congratulations, you won a trailer full of cheese!
Don't question it!
Don't question it! Yeah. They couldn't legally resell it, so now it's...
It's a game show prize!
It's a game show prize. It's called Cut the Cheese or something stupid like that. But I want to know, though, what people think they're going to do with that much cheese.
Yeah.
Like, you can't...
There's not a black market for cheese.
We went over this once before.
Yeah.
We went over this. We had Mickey Mouse, the cheese
unless this
addict.
Exists, Mickey Mouse is an actual...
Should I look at black market cheese?
Yeah, black market...
Like, I don't know what else to do prices. At this point. Black market cheese prices, sure. I'm Googling that exactly. Russia's underground cheese market. Okay, Business Insider. 2000. Like,
there you go.
Like,
thank you, Russia.
This is insane. Black market cheese dealers are springing up across Russia. I'm speechless. Like it's like a lot of the top results are about Russia's underground cheese ring. Russia's economy is in free fall. Last night, the government took blah, 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 blah. Part of Russia's plans due to dramatically declining oil prices. Let's see.
So instead of oil, use cheese.
I guess corner stores have become black market cheese dealers. What? A sort of speakeasy scene for French and Italian cheeses evolved, which was akin to buying drugs from 1980s bodegas in Brooklyn. What is happening? This is an actual quote from a Moscow banker.
What article is this?
This is Business Insider from 2014.
Oh, my God. There actually is a black market
for
cheese.
There's a black market for cheese.
Dear God, we joked about this.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm, like, blown away. Like I don't know what to say about this.
Yeah.
Like, of all the things there could be a black market for,
cheese.
Where would you rank cheese on that list?
Number
two. Number two, yeah. It's like drugs and cheese.
Yeah, man.
Even ahead of weapons and diamonds.
You know, some women practically live off of cheese.
I mean, cheese is good. Wait, are you being serious or joking?
Some girls love cheese. They will have nothing but cheese. Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
I still can't tell if you're joking or being serious.
Oh, yeah. I know girls that will
eat just like a block of cheddar cheese? Just like bite into it like a sandwich?
Yeah, they'll get the packets from like Wawa or something, you know? The like cheese.
Oh, like the protein things?
Yeah.
It has like cheese and grapes.
They will eat nothing but cheese.
I mean, I guess cheese is good for you. It's got dairy and protein and, right?
And stolen,
yeah. Well, it adds to the taboo nature of it. You know, excellent. It's like, yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, man, stolen cheese, that rush, that adrenaline rush. This mozzarella was stolen. Oh, man, you know?
Has that warehouse taste.
Has that warehouse taste. Has that Russian warehouse taste. Mm, delicious. It's like fish and potatoes. And vodka. This is the worst tasting cheese ever.
But true story, yeah. Man.
No, it really is a true story.
All these cheese getting stolen.
So do you think people are stealing those cheese to send to Russia?
I have no idea.
Or do you think people are... So here's the thing. It's one of two things. People made a horrible mistake, and they thought they were getting something other than cheese, or they're sending it to Russia. What do you think is more likely?
Russia.
You think Russia's more likely?
Putin's all behind it.
How are you going to get $70,000 worth of cheese to Russia?
Putin will find a way. Yep.
I wouldn't put it past him.
I like the cheese.
Yes. I like how you say is the cheese. Yes, comrade.
Comrade, I like the cheese.
I like the cheese. The cheesy cheese. More delicious. I don't know what I'm doing.
All right. I got one
That's
more story.
Fantastic. All right, go ahead. What do you got?
One more story, and it's our obligatory Florida story.
Now, who is this guy in Florida?
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
Get worried there? It was a while since we did a Florida story there.
I knew there had to be one. I know, but you breathe a sigh of relief. It's like, okay, good. Yeah. We have Florida. Yeah. All right.
Back to normal.
It's like returning home after a long trip. It's like, you know, that sense of normalcy.
Yep.
You know, Florida. It's Florida, and they're crazy.
All right. And to end this odd news, we're going to follow the case of 21-year-old Mila Ellis from Florida. All right, ready to follow this case?
Let's do it.
Okay, according to a news report from St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office, deputies responded around 9 in the morning to a Kia dealership where 21-year-old Mila Ellis decided to walk into the dealership, pretend she was the new manager, and started to fire random people.
That's pretty cool. You're fired, and you're fired.
Yeah, guess what? A big bag of fire. You're fired. Yeah.
Everyone's like, "Who is this lady?" Oh man, that's great. That's that. See, that's funny.
I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
Yeah, see, setting fires everywhere.
There you go. She was trying to do like a combination of Alex Jones and Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You know? So she just walked in and started firing people.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's when employees called the sheriff's office to attend to her. Deputies asked Ellis to leave the dealership and to not return. But as she was leaving, deputies noticed that the license plate of the Honda Accord that she was driving was stolen.
Aww.
So when deputies
she got caught.
When deputies tried to confront her, she ran to the vehicle, placed the vehicle in reverse, and ran over a deputy.
Oh my God. Wow.
Oh yeah, all of a sudden this just went serious.
Yeah, things escalated very quickly.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Then she started a police chase on I-12. She rammed two police vehicles.
Oh my gosh. It's like Need for Speed all of a sudden.
Yeah. And then drove through a fence and ended up into a ditch.
And all that because she just wanted to fire some employees.
Yeah, man.
Did the employees deserve it? What were they doing? Were they not meeting their quotas?
Yeah, maybe they didn't hit their sales goals for the month. I don't know. Ellis was arrested and booked into jail on two counts of aggravated criminal damage, aggravated flight from an officer, attempted murder of a police officer.
Wow.
Yeah, because she ran over the
law. Yeah, that's not good.
Possession of stolen property and generally disturbing the peace.
Disturbing the peace. I love that one. It's like attempted murder, you know, avoiding arrest, all these like serious crimes and like generally being a nuisance.
You know, that happened.
She was a tad bit annoying, so we're going to arrest her.
Yeah.
Like, once you get to attempted murder, I don't think you need to add being annoying to the list of charges.
Yeah.
Like, what is that, like an extra 5 days on her sentence just to rub salt in the wound? You know?
Sure.
It's insane. I love the fact that she tried to fire people, though.
Yeah.
That
just
cracks
into
me
a dealership. And you're fired.
Like, I want to know, like, how far did she go, though? Was she dressed in, like, you know, like a nice, like, business attire? She walks in, like, with a clipboard and, like, Smith? Yeah, I'm sorry, but, you just not meet your quotas. And Smith's like, who are you? Like, why? What are you talking about? I'm not even in sales. I'm a janitor. It doesn't matter. You're fired.
Yeah, sorry.
You're sorry. We're going to have to let you go.
I'm the owner.
Yeah, I'm the owner. I'm sorry.
You're fired.
You're the owner, but I'm the manager.
But I'm the manager.
The owner's like, well, you got me there. I might own it, but you manage it. Like,
the whole
situation just cracks me up.
That's
amazing.
There you go, folks. That's what I have for you this week in the non-Fortune Cookie Odd News. But before we officially wrap this week's episode up, let's go over everything. Let's go over what have we learned on this episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower.
It's great to learn,
because knowledge is power.
All right, Mike, what have you learned?
I've learned that when in doubt, just walk into a random business and try to fire people.
Sure.
Sounds like a good time, right?
Makes you seem important.
Exactly. Look, they say that if you pretend like you belong, then people will just go with it.
Sure.
You know, just have that confidence and people will listen to whatever you say. don't listen to what I say. Apparently, though, I also learned there is a black market for cheese in Russia.
Legitimately. We're not making that
this
up.
This is verified by,
it's
like,
now.
Yeah, news sources that aren't us have verified.
It's now real.
Yeah.
Dear God.
So we know where all the stolen cheese is going now.
Yeah.
It's going to Russia, probably. And we also learned that it's going to Russia because stolen cheese cannot be legally resold.
Nope.
Yeah.
Five-day rule,
yeah. If it's been stolen for 5 days, you can't legally resell it.
Too bad.
Which begs the question, if it's only been stolen for a few days, can they resell it?
Sure.
How much cheese have you eaten that's been stolen? We'll never know.
A third
of all cheese. That's like one of the shocking stats they put up, you know, like all those like real grim commercials. A third of all cheese has been stolen and now it's in your belly. Like,
yum.
Paid for by the Anti-Cheese Association of America, you know? Anyway. We also learned that, or you guys learned that we're buying a town in Colorado.
Yeah, come on down.
Yeah, and we're naming Alex Jones the mayor.
Sure.
So, yeah.
The fire,
who light a fire under your ass. And all over town. His burning patriotism and liberty, or whatever he said. Fire of liberty. Oh, boy. We also learned that, you know, speaking of Alex Jones, we learned that between his primal yells and weird rants, we've determined that he is not from our dimension.
Nope.
He's just in his own special world.
Yep.
Doing his own special things.
I want to know what dimension that is, but whatever it is, I'll join
and
you.
And how many drugs you need to take to get there.
Yeah.
I think the answer is all of them.
Yes.
Just anything and everything. Over-the-counter stuff, cough syrup, hardcore stuff, just everything. Everything all at once. Oh, that's what I've learned, Rich. Have you learned anything?
No, that pretty much sums it up. Thank you, Alex Jones, for providing another great clip.
Yeah, that's what we've learned. Thank you, Alex Jones.
Thank you. God bless Alex Jones.
We said we don't say thank you enough.
And God bless America. That's what we've learned on this episode of the Chris Moodle Podcast.
What did we learn, Palmer?
I don't know, sir.
I don't f***ing know either. I guess we learned not to do it again.
Yes, sir.
I'm f***ed if I know what we did.
Woo!
Another good episode in the books, man.
Ah, that was a good one. It's always a good one.
Yeah. Folks, this is the Crispy Noodle Podcast. If you're interested in more, check out our website, thecrispynoodle.com. Make sure to like us on Facebook, The Crispy Noodle, and follow us on Twitter, at The Crispy Noodle.
That's right. You can also subscribe to our channel on YouTube, where you can find all of our video noodles and other fun interviews and random stuff we've put up there. But most importantly, remember to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, where you get our latest episodes downloaded for free straight to your computer, tablet, or phone. You can listen to us at home, on the go, or at work, anytime, anywhere, anyhow. Just search for, download, and subscribe to the Crispy Noodle Podcast on iTunes. Every Thursday, you get a new episode.
That's right. And we also have a SoundCloud page where we post the mini noodles, which are the best bits of the show that we have. And we condense it down to a quick 2-minute format that you can listen to on the go and you can share with friends and family the craziness that is the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
That's right. So many ways to get in touch with and share the Crispy Noodle Podcast. If you want to get in touch with us individually on Twitter, I'm at Mikey Costanzo, MikeyCostanzo.
And I am at Rich Liebig, RichLiebig. Find us on Twitter and let us know what you're up to. If you have anything interesting you want to send our way.
Yeah, we're always looking for feedback and fun stories if you find them.
Yeah, that's right. We'll take any ideas that come our way on those channels. Wow. a good episode.
Yeah, it's been a busy week. A
little bit.
Busy week. But you know what? We love doing this.
Yep.
Do it every week for you guys.
Oh, and one more thing. Happy birthday to Mike.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot about
happy
that.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I forgot about that, too.
Yep. We celebrate everybody's birthday, Tom Cruise, America, and Mike Costanzo.
That's right. Yeah. The three most important people in America.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you guys for all your service.
Thank you.
Folks, this is the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the Crispy Noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. That's going to do it for us. We'll see you guys next week.
See you guys
later.
Some of us have great stories, pretty stories that take place at lakes with boats and friends and noodle salad. A lot of people, that's their story. Good times, noodle salad.
What's the deal with the podcast? What's going on? It's just crazy. It's wild. It's the Crispy Noodle 2016. Oh my gosh.